Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. The Arab League warns Israel, don't touch the Muslim Temple Mount. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Arab League, made up of 22 Arab member states, has issued a warning to Israel to stay away from Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is located on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This location is a very sacred spot for the Jewish people and the location of the first and second Jewish temples over a 1,000-year period of time. Surprisingly, the Arab League's statement termed the mosque on the Temple Mount the holiest of the Arab and Islamic holy sites, which is contrary to Islamic law that sets Mecca as Islam's holiest site. The Arab League statement said Al-Aqsa Mosque is a red line that must not be crossed, and any attack would endanger the safety and the stability of the entire Middle Eastern region. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Arab League's warning to Israel not to touch the Muslim Temple Mount is contradictory to history and Bible prophecy as well. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Arab League, an organization of 22 Arab states, is very strong in the Middle East, and when they issue a warning, it should get everybody's attention. The Muslim world does have custodial responsibility over the Temple Mount, but not to the extent that it could be referred to as the Muslim Temple Mount. History contradicts these Muslim claims. The Bible states that King David captured the Jebusite stronghold of Jerusalem in the year 1048 B.C. This is the time when David made Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish people. That's 2 Samuel chapter 5. Several years later, King David made Jerusalem the spiritual capital of the Jewish people when he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the city. In 1012 B.C., Solomon, David's son, built a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount, referred to as Mount Moriah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1. Mount Moriah is that sacred spot where Abraham offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice unto the Lord. And that's Genesis chapter 22, and it took place in 1872 B.C. This history lesson proves that the Temple Mount belongs to the Jews and has belonged to them for almost 4,000 years. In addition to that, Bible prophecy says that the Temple Mount will be where the Lord will dwell among the Jewish people, His people, forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. History has been recorded, and Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...